We have an outline. If you'd like to follow along, we're going to do some, not only reading from the Bible, but sing some songs as we present the lesson this evening. The title of the lesson is under the question of who cares for my soul? Who cares? So in Psalm 142, it's the whole psalm, but I'm just going to key on verse 4 this evening. David says, refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. Wow. So sometimes, like David, there's times when we feel that nobody knows our struggles. Sometimes we may feel we don't have any place to turn. No one cares for my soul. So we'll try to answer that question several ways in our lesson this evening. I hope being pressed with just the number of people that care. So number one is God. God cares. Even before creation, the Bible said God cares for us. Ephesians 1 verses 3 and 4. Paul said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Wow. So God cared about us even before the creation. And then the familiar verse of John 3:16, God demonstrates that care. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So obviously there's a song. Number 461. Let's sing just the first and last stanza. See. Four, six, one. We'll exhort each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And we'll sing and speak to each other with these words. So, verse 4:6:1.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you.
Cares for your soul. Remember, that was his purpose in coming into the world, and those are the verses that I've listed for you. He's introduced in Matthew 1, verse 21. The angel says, she'll bring forth a son. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, he cares. In Luke 19, verse 10, he says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So Jesus, interested in others, is the impact of those verses. And he accomplished that task by ultimately giving his life. And in John 15, verse 13, he says, greater love has no man than this, a man lay down his life for his friends. Wow, why did he do that? Well, it's in 386. Because he loves us. He loves us. The song answers the question, why? Why did he go through all of that? So 386. Sing all three stanzas.
Why did the Savior heaven leave and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptations know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. Why feel the garden's dreadful drought? Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He loves me so.
Well, the third one that I've listed is the Holy Spirit. So we have a Godhead looking out for us. Holy Spirit cares for our soul. Ephesians 1, beginning of verse 13, says, in him, meaning Jesus, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom, meaning still Jesus, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purposed possession to the praise of his glory. There's a common connection between God's word and God's spirit. In John 16, verse 8, Jesus said, when he, meaning that Spirit, when he's come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He'll not speak from his own authority. He will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So the Holy Spirit has an interest in us. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, very familiar text, given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Then Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of this Spirit-given word, the perfect, restoring the soul. Oh, I want that. Ephesians 6, verse 18 says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the Spirit has an interest in us, and it's mentioned in throughout the deliverance of that Spirit-inspired word. The Psalm number 443. Precious book divine. We see a Spirit's interest in us that was delivered. So here's the message of the song. We'll sing all three stanzas.
How precious is the book divine. by inspiration give. Bright as a lamp, His precepts shine to guide my soul to heaven. This dark veil of tears, light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. Holy Book divine, precious treasure mine, left to my feet and the light to my way to guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way, till I behold a clearer light of an eternal day. Holy Book divine, precious treasure mine, left to my feet and the light to my way to guide me safely home.
Number four, the angels. Angels also had a part in delivering God's message to the prophets. The Hebrew writer makes mention of that in Hebrews 2, verse 2. It said, the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and it was. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The question, the personal inspection. God's word always rings true. How can I escape if I neglect so great a salvation? In Acts 8, verse 26, there was an angel that sent Philip to preach to the Ethiopian. In Acts 10, verse 3, was an angel in a vision that told Cornelius to send for Peter to come and teach him. Angels have an interest. Angels rejoice when the lost are found. Luke 15, verse 10, I say to you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Wow. In number 721, just gives a song of says. It has the word angels in it. Number 721. References, when Lazarus died, angels came and carried his soul into Abraham's bosom. So 721, first and last stanzas.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. Thy triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Loudly sings, thy holy ones, behold, they come. I hear the noise of wings. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
I don't know if angels have snowy wings or not, but literary license, you know, makes for a good song. Makes for a good song. But brethren, the church care for your soul. Galatians 6, verse 1, brethren, a man be overtaken in any trespass, you are spiritual, restore such a one. Restore such a one. We care for the souls of one another. Do in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. We care for one another. In Acts 14, verse 22, when they had preached the gospel to that city, taught many, they returned again to Lystra, Iconium, Antioch. We're back on the first missionary journey. Strengthening the souls of the disciples. Oh, they cared for the souls of others. So not only just that initial preaching to them and the gospel message, but let's go back and strengthen them now. Them to continue in the faith. Of course, the song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Number 711. Is a song of invitation. Number 926. First and last stanza of that song. So we ask the question, is it well with your soul? And there's a song like that too with that title. But it's kind of an intro question. Do you care that it's well or not with your soul? Jesus asked the question in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, what shall a man profit if he gains his own soul? God is interested. All these others that we've listed. You know, so Paul exhorts his congregation, his audience that he's preaching to in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, now is the day of salvation. So it's now. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, you do it with all your might. For there is no work, no device, no wisdom in the grave where you go. Wow. So if we're going to obey, we have to do it now while we're alive. So you should care for your soul. Just as we have the others that care. We care for others. Angels care. The Godhead cares. You should care for your soul. So the song we're going to sing is of invitation, number 926, first and last. Let's stand while we sing this song. There is one here tonight who's not a member of the New Testament Church. You have this opportunity. If you want to have friendly strength or encouragement, we can also answer that desire.